I initially wrote that song with a songwriter in the UK called Steve Mack, who I hadn't met before, but we were sort of put together for a couple of days by my publisher, who also publishes Steve, and it would be a really good match. And I'd been wanting to get into writing songs for other people, and so yeah, went in with him for a couple of days to write, you know, to come up with some ideas, to, you know, for some other artists. And I guess in my head, I was in the shower before going to the session that morning, and the chorus kind of popped into my mind, and I was sort of trying to channel people like Justin Bieber and make myself write in a different style. So I guess we spent a lot of the day writing the song, imagining that it was for Justin. And initially it was a piano song, and that's kind of where its life began. And Steve sent me a version a couple of months later when we were on tour, and I thought the song felt like it could really resonate with people, but I didn't feel completely comfortable, you know, singing as a Bastille song, because, like I said before, you know, our process has always been very kind of, very, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? It's been a very kind of closed circuit of people that we've worked with, and generally on Bastille stuff, you know, the songs all kind of originated just from me. And so I thought, I don't know, we sort of lived with the song for a while, and I was hearing Marshmello's music all over the radio and on Spotify, and really liked the spaciousness of his production.
Right.
So, yeah, Mark, the producer that we work with, he was like, oh, why don't you just reach out to him and see what he thinks? So we sent him the song, and he loved it, and we immediately got on the phone and started working on it. And it was just really interesting to hear him kind of take that and reinterpret it. Originally, the song had five sections that just rolled. I think it was quite a weirdly structured song initially, and you know, he kind of tightened it up and he added the drop. It was a really fun process. You know, it's kind of different from me and what I'm used to, but I visited his place in LA, and we worked on the track a bit there, and you know, in a kind of classic modern way, fired it back and forth online a bunch, and I guess it's interesting to be involved in a song like that where everyone that we work with sort of felt like it was special and a no-brainer,
right
from the start. And I guess I love writing, but my sense of what is and isn't commercial is not always super attuned with reality. So, you know, like, I sometimes think stuff of ours that I think is really weird ends up doing really well, and vice versa. So, yeah, it was a really interesting experience. You know, that Marshmello and his team are, you know, they're amazing, and he's done so many different sounding records,
right?
Worked with so many interesting people, but yeah, it was for someone who's kind of, you know, I guess pretty old school and used to just sitting in a room and writing a song alone and starting to produce it, this different way of working with another songwriter, and then with a massive producer, DJ songwriter as well, it was like a really different one for me, and really kind of a really big learning experience.